Like most moms, you care about what goes into your grocery cart.
At Indiana Kitchen, we get it. We have families, too.
That's why, as a premium brand of bacon, ham, and fresh pork, we're proud to be a real Indiana company.
Because we can work closely with our surrounding Midwest farmers.
To make sure our hardwood-smoked bacon, tender hams, and wholesome fresh pork products are the highest quality.
From our kitchen to your kitchen, we're Indiana Kitchen Premium Pork Products.
Get to know us at indianakitchen.com.
Attention high school seniors. Encompass Credit Union has scholarships to help you out. High school seniors should visit www.encompasscu.org to find out how to qualify and apply for the Walter E. York Memorial Scholarship. The application deadline is quickly approaching. Encompass Credit Union is your community-minded financial institution with branches located in Tipton, Frankfort, and Elwood.
Community-minded, just like you.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information, as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. I want to thank our sponsors, Jennifer Ping, Shelter Insurance, Kramer Lumber DeWitt Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, and Compass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Indiana Packers, Hearing Care Professionals, Johnny V's Main Street Grill, Ivy Tech Community College, Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Joe Meek joining me in the studio this morning with the Clinton County Sheriff's Office. Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let's talk about a couple things. We didn't get a chance to see you last month. You were attending the annual school safety meeting. Is that in collaboration with all the county schools and
right.
just kind of touching base?
Yeah, I'm part of the founding fathers of that group, and basically we come in and talk about different issues and, you know, different things amongst the schools, mm-hmm. you know, the school plan, safety plans, and things like that. This is just a routine thing we do every year. We have a very aggressive chairperson, which is Dr. Jim Hanna. He is the superintendent at Rossville, so
okay.
he steers us in the right direction. Jim has a background of public service.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good that we can intermingle.
That's a good fit, then.
Yeah, with the schools, and hopefully, you know, it won't happen. But,
right.
again, we have to be ready for the issue if it does happen.
Right. And, of course, everybody's aware of what happened this past week in Parkland, Florida. We had received a press release from Sheriff Ward, I think within the last week here. Ken had given it to me. I saw we had it on Clinton County Daily News the other day, talking about security training for places of worship.
Right. Actually, I sent that.
Okay.
it's a program developed by the Indiana Sheriff's Association after the Texas church shooting, and it's terrible that we need that in society today to let the people that go to worship and in their house to, you know, safety and it's just hard to fathom.
Yeah,
it's just like the school, you know, where
right.
we, you know,
sad.
They're the safest place in the world, but you know, things can still happen. The worst situation can happen. So this was a document or PowerPoint presentation was created by the Indiana Sheriff Association, and all 92 sheriffs was given that information to hand out in their counties or go and do a presentation. Basically, we're going to go through and talk to the powers to be of each worship area, the churches, and point out things to them that maybe they just don't realize because they're, again, they're in their building every day. And it,
right.
We're just giving them a different pair of eyes to look through, and here's what we're looking at, and maybe you want to, you know, tweak whatever you whatever that we see that,
so that it could be a door, or
yeah,
a
doors,
issue,
right. Windows, anything that we're going to look at, and just it's just something free to the community. We want to make sure that every place is safe, and you know, there again, it's terrible that we have to do this, but yet in this day and age, we can't afford not to.
Is this something that you guys would do in just one setting with, like, the Ministerial Association,
right,
or would you go to each
the church?
Church
elders? Well, we would go to the church because we want to get a look at the individual areas because it's much simpler to show them rather than try to explain something, and they go back and if we go out and see issues. And we're not – we're just recommending – that they make the changes if we do find things. It's not something that you need to do this. We just recommend it. Most of the time we'll talk with the elders that, that deal with the finances of the church and things like that, the safety. It's just a good thing. It's just another pair of eyes to look over their area, and hopefully we can you know, save somebody or at least give them some information.
Have you started these yet?
It's available right now. We haven't, I've had one so far, one church that's contacted us, and we're getting ready to set that up to go into the church and give them the little PowerPoint presentation and to understand what we're looking at and to also help them in the situation. Obviously, in these situations, we go in and if worst case scenario, if we do have a church shooting or something happens, there are several different phases of this. There's the beginning phase. There's actually the live whatever, and then there's an end. We have to deal with, you know, we have to deal with after,
right.
After fact. So it's several pieces of the pie that we're putting together that, you know, the police are here. They'll take care of it.
Right.
Well, no, there's a little bit after that.
It's just starting.
It's more that we deal with. And it's the same with public safety. You know, there's we have something and we deal with it and then move on. But there is always that conclusion that we have to deal with.
Sure. If your worship service, group, church, a place of worship would like to have more information, you can call Joe at 765-659-6393. And some of the topics that you touched on, Joe, was conducting a security risk assessment. And a couple of these things are things that elders and pastors could do prior to you guys coming out,
right?
It's always good to be aware and take a look at, you know.
Take a look at things you know, if my ideal situation is I call them or they call me and I'll say, you go through and make me a list of what you think.
Yeah.
And then we'll come in and we'll compare notes.
Compare notes, yeah.
And it works out pretty well, I think.
Okay, good. Another thing that you had talked about there is not only being aware of security, but also having a plan, frankly, you know, if something was to happen, unfortunately, you know. Don't think about it then. But
yeah,
think about
in this society, every day, you know, you need some sort of a action plan, and it doesn't have to be a 100-page documents. It just needs to be, here's what we're going to do, here's during the event, and here's what we're going to do after the event. So we just something simple that you can understand understand that when we get involved, that we're going to follow them same steps always through that. We're going to
there's
a process, and we want to follow that, and we will follow that, but we want to make sure everybody follows that. And then the schools, as the school safety, everybody's on the same page.
They
know we're going to they're going to make their call. We're going to come in. We're going to deal with that. But we have to deal with the aftermath.
Right.
And as you see in Florida, there's a lot of things coming out after the fact, which we have to be ready for that.
Mm-hmm. There's some disturbing things coming out of that.
Yeah.
Still, I think I saw where the they're going to go back to classes today, maybe for the first time since all.
Yeah, and that's you know that's the hardest thing of
the
students returning.
Yeah,
you know,
I
the students
imagine.
Have to return and you know I'll just use like Henryville, Indiana, when the tornado went
tornado,
through.
Yeah.
You know, how hard would that be? You was at school, and then of course your school got destroyed by a weather event,
right.
And then a year or so later, you have to go back in that building.
Mm-hmm.
It changes the dynamics, and so it really would affect the little kids.
There was one person killed in that tornado that went through Henryville, and that's right in my backyard, Joe. I told you I'm from southern Indiana, and it was my uncle.
Really?
He was the one fatality there in Clark County.
I was my good friend lives at the edge of the Clark National Forest.
Oh, yeah.
Just west of Henryville.
Right.
And the tornado, they'd seen it coming over the hill. And, of course, the further it went to the east, the wider it got. And you can just see the line.
Yeah, you could see
and
it, couldn't you?
Where it crossed the interstate. And then, it was
amazing.
Yes, it was amazing. And it's just a terrible thing that happened.
But we do have to be aware, right?
Yes.
So again, if you would like to have some information for your place of worship, call Joe at 659-6393. Carl Lane, good morning to you, sir.
Yes. Joe?
Yes.
The President of the United States, he wants to have teachers equipped with weapons.
Mm-hmm.
He's pushing that. And I know not all teachers is for that, but we probably have a lot of teachers in our schools that would be good with a gun and would be willing to carry a gun. Are you for this or are you against this?
Well, it's hard, you know, I can't be definitive. I'm on the school board and in Rossville, so it's hard to be definitive on this, but yet I know from going around to other schools and other states that there are several schools in Texas that people are armed.
Yeah.
Obviously, my issue is there has to be a good training system in place before we allow that.
Yes, I agree 100%.
That's my big hang up, and you know, we have to shoot all the time to carry a firearm. There again, they would have to shoot all the time because obviously a gun's no good if it's just laying in a cabinet and you know, we maybe shoot it once in a great while. So that training would be the biggest hang up on that, and I don't know if Indiana would follow suit like Texas or not.
Well, I think these young girls and young boys in these high schools that's marching and giving that went to see President Trump and held that big meeting down there in Florida and everything. I think they're going to get something done about this. These senators and House representatives is going to have to open their eyes up and say, enough's enough, you know, because you have so many bad groups, not here in Clinton County, but you got them, I see there on CNN where they got them MS-13 groups and the Crips and the Bloods and all these groups that are all carrying guns and everything. That shouldn't be allowed. You know, they need to stop that now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'll get off here and you have a wonderful day, you guys.
Hey, you too.
Carl, thanks for the call. Joe, we also wanted to briefly talk about the importance, I think everybody agrees, on these upcoming community conversations with opioid awareness and everything. I know Kevin Evans, the Center Township Trustee, is putting a lot of efforts into this, and Carolina Booth over at United Way, they're coming in Monday to talk with us. I think they've done a good job to start out with. It really does take everyone and everything in the community. You got to throw everything at this problem, right?
It's obviously it's not a problem that was created overnight,
mm-hmm.
and obviously the solution's not going to be overnight. It's going to take a lot of people, and obviously there are differences. You know, different people feel different ways. You know, right. The big push about marijuana and things like that. So there's going to have to be some table discussions, and everybody's going to have to be on the same page to get this taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like they've done a really exhaustive search of all the little moving parts to this. Mm-hmm. The law enforcement and judicial branch is Monday, actually, the first one. And it really starts there, doesn't it, with you guys and the judicial process as well.
Right.
And you guys see it, you know, first.
We see it. Yeah, we see it all the time. I mean, every day there's somebody brought in for some sort of drug violation or mm-hmm. something.
And then March 19th, again, right up your alley, education and the impact of drugs on the schools, mm-hmm. you know, being proactive in that as well. Something we talked with the prosecutor last Friday about, Tony Sommer, was the intervention services. You know, there's still a need for some of that
oh, yeah.
in our community. And then we'll be talking with political leaders as well. So.
I guess, you know, a lot of looking at it from our side, we deal with a lot of issues that mental health mm-hmm. is a big resource. We need more mental health to help these people, because it's
part of the problem.
It's becoming an epidemic in its own. You know, the jail mm-hmm. is not a dumping ground for mental health.
Mm-hmm.
It is a jail, and
right.
it's
not a psychiatric hospital.
Right, these people need to be looked at, treated, and in the proper
place, in the right
facility.
Place, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, Joe, anything else you want to cover today? We know it's always a busy.
It's a nice
time
rainy day, I guess. Ken said he was just glad it wasn't snow, but I take it either way, but.
That's what we've been saying all week here around the station. At least you don't have to shovel it. But
yeah, it runs off its own.
Yeah.
But sometimes it runs in places it shouldn't.
Well, I think you and I are both over it, along with half of Clinton County as well. So again, if there is a church or
organization, that churches or that need this PowerPoint, don't hesitate to call the
excellent
the administrative line, and the girls will hook them up with me, and we'll get something done.
All right. And again, that phone number is 659-6393 to call Joe to get you hooked up there. Time for one more caller here. Good morning.
Sorry to bother you, gentlemen. Joe, I don't particularly want teachers carrying guns unless they go through AIT.
Okay.
You know what AIT is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think they should have to go through AIT because... Just to have them shooting, that's not training. I need to be trained.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know how you felt about that.
I think that's a good point there, Larry. Yeah, that's a good point.
No, because we talked about this before, about that time in New York City where the police fired 48 shots and only one of them hit the suspect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we was talking about that a few weeks ago, wasn't we?
That's every time I think about that, and we talk about guns with teachers and stuff, but that's what I think about. But the collateral damage, would it be more severe than the initial damage? And we'll let you go.
Larry, have a great weekend. Party line, good morning.
Oh, hi. You said one question. I got one quick question.
Sure.
Let's see, the question on teachers being armed. And has anyone thought that some student might attack the teacher and steal her gun?
Take the gun. Yeah,
and then
take
also,
the gun.
And then also, could the teacher be held reliable for this?
Yeah, those are all the questions that are really tough to answer right now, right?
And that's something that they'll have to address if they would do that. I mean, I don't think that...
Can't just give them a gun and tell them to teach math.
I've heard of... different states that secure them in a secured area.
Mm-hmm.
There again, are they in the right area at the right time? You never know when this is going to happen. And we never know if it's going to be a threat of a gun.
Yeah.
The suspect, it could be a machete or a shotgun or
anything.
Something.
Yeah.
Anything that could, a lawnmower that mm-hmm. could cause damage. I mean, it could be anything, and that's... So we're really kind of focusing on firearms, but yet there it could happen. It could happen on a motor vehicle. There's several different ways it could happen. So it's just one of them things. We need to look at everything and hopefully get the best solution for what we have.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. Well, thanks, guys. Mm-hmm. You have a nice weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Joe. Well, you have a good weekend, too.
Hey, I will.
We'll catch you soon, all right?
All right.
We'll come back with more Party Line next here on WILO.
No one knows how to help you say, I love you, like Sparrow Florist and Greenhouse. Sparrow's has all the advantages of an attached greenhouse and the largest florist gift showroom in the area. This means gifts galore to say, I love you, just the way you want. Sparrow's will even custom make your love message with hand-painted and country craft items. Remember, Tony says, Sparrow's wants to help you say, I love you, thank you, good luck, congrats, or whatever needs to be said just the right way with flowers. Call us today for delivery today or stop by Sparrow's Greenhouse and Large Showroom.
At Shelter Insurance, we know landlords have to keep up with their renters, even if they're related.
Mom! Dad!
We just dropped by to pick up your...
rent check.
I'm running a little short this month.
Not everything works as smoothly as Shelter's renter's policy. It helps cover stuff in case of fire, theft, and more.
What if I just moved back into my old room?
Oh, you mean Dad's new man cave.
Oh, man.
Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Stop by and see Jennifer Ping at 1746 East Wabash Street in Frankfort or call 765-654-7028.
Hi, I'm Angie from Kramer Lumber. Thinking of remodeling your kitchen? If so, then Craftmade and Kramer have something important for you to consider. Your kitchen isn't just where you cook, eat, and clean. It's the hub of your home. It's your real living room. We at Kramer Lumber can show you how to use Craftmade cabinetry to remodel your kitchen for just the ways you live. Craftmade kitchens for the real living room.
Kramer Lumber, we're the friendly ones. We are Kramer Lumber.
Hear well, live well, Hearing Care Pro.
Hi, folks. This is Steve Christopher from Hearing Care Professionals in Frankfort. Have you heard about the Starkey Halo made for iPhones? Stream your hearing aid directly to your phone for better hearing in noisy environments. Call me at 659-4327 for a free demo. That's 659-HEAR. I'd love to help you hear better.
Hearing Care Pro.
Reach your educational goals faster by taking an 8-week class at Ivy Tech Community College Lafayette. 8-week classes begin March 19th and end May 12th. Earn credits towards an associate degree or certificate and step into a high-paying, in-demand job. Or transfer your credits towards a bachelor's degree at Purdue, IU, Ball State, or Indiana State. Visit the Ivy Tech campus in Frankfort at 251 East Clinton Street or call 765-659-4687 for more information.
Welcome back to Party Line on a Friday morning. My name's Kevin Keith. Our news director, Ken Hartman, is standing by as well. We've got about 7 minutes left of the program. If there's something on your mind, we'd love to talk to you. 659-3338 is the phone number. Jennifer Ping Shelter Insurance, one of our fine sponsors, along with Kramer Lumber Do It Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Indiana Packers, Hearing Care Professionals, Johnny V's Main Street Grill, Ivy Tech Community College, Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Let's get lucky, Ken Hartman.
She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun.
We're up all night to get lucky. All right, yeah. That's a group called Daft Punk. I like them. I got to turn on your mic. For
it does. It makes it a little bit better for me to be here.
Sorry,
heard.
I didn't see that. Dude.
That's all right. I'll just take it out of your paycheck.
You've not seen my paycheck.
Oh, yes, I have. Oh, yeah. I know what's not there.
Oh, yeah. I do, too.
Yeah.
When you're looking for simply the best food, Ken, the only name you need to know is Johnny V's. I know you know that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Main Street Grill in Frankfort. Johnny V's has great daily lunch specials like meatloaf, baked steak, chicken and noodles, and more. And don't forget those patty melts. Mm-mm. They also offer a great selection of other lunch specials starting at just $5.99. That's Johnny V's Main Street Grill, west side of the square in Frankfort, or johnnyvs.net. for more information.
And if you see a Patty Melt walking around town, it'll be Kevin.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist that.
Okay. Well, a few minutes left in the program. And Ken, thanks again for joining me.
No problem.
A new study says eating better food is a better way to lose weight than counting calories.
Do not chug bottles of ketchup, though.
Yeah, don't do that. Right. Good point. Researchers at Stanford say paying attention to the quality of food is more effective than carefully counting calories.
Yeah.
I can see that with all the processed stuff.
Yeah, my doctors have told me that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it totally makes sense.
Yeah.
The year-long study found that eating mostly whole, unprocessed foods is the best way to lose weight. Researchers say whole, unprocessed foods are naturally more filling, and satisfying, and that helps avoid overeating. The study is published in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
You just anymore, the carbs are the big thing, not the calories.
Yeah. That's we just kind of discovered that, really.
Yeah, I have learned that. Learned that this year, so. And late last year, so.
The Trump administration is announcing today what it calls the largest package of sanctions ever against North Korea. Reuters reports a senior administration official says the sanctions are aimed at putting more pressure on the North to stop its nuclear and ballistic missile tests. The Treasury Department will detail the plan later today.
And I'll give you a related something to that. Kim Jong-un's cash flow is expected to run dry by October if international sanctions continue to cripple his regime's economy, a South Korean lawmaker said earlier this week, following months of rumors about North Korea's financial woes.
Wow. So if we're putting sanctions and he's losing money, I like it.
Yeah. You know, maybe they'll turn him. Maybe they'll just stick him through the meat grinder. Of course, it'd be what, about a half a patty melt?
Yeah, half a patty melt. That's right. Your Kim Jong-un patty melt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a special thanks to Joe Meek. I like him every time I talk to him.
Yeah,
you know?
Joe's a good guy.
Really, like him a little more each time.
Yeah.
Boy, talk about being proactive. I just love this idea of the PowerPoint presentation for the places of worship and, like he said, even some other businesses or organizations. It's great to have a plan. 659-6393. Call Joe if you'd like to reassess your security plan.
Well, not only that, lawmakers are going to have to make changes from the standpoint. They're going to have to help schools to be as safe as what you're trying to do at churches.
Right.
I've had conversation with Don DeWeese this week. I've had conversation with a couple other people this week. Schools are, they're trying to be as safe as possible. The reality is if people want in, they're getting in. I don't care what you do unless – some money starts getting, the purse strings get get loosened, and you start being able to do some things that most people would say are out of the box.
Right.
But it's going to have to happen.
Well, I think it definitely starts there. We can have the conversations and stuff, but eventually they'll have to put up or, shut up. You got to have some action.
I don't know if anybody's even thought about this. I've partially thought about this. It almost seems like today, in today's society, anybody does mass shootings, they're looking at the kids. They're not looking at adults. They're looking at kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like, I'm trying to eliminate all the youth of the world so that, I have to have all the adults. Maybe I'll fit in better.
Right. Boy, there's no rhyme or reason to any of this.
No, there's not.
Ken, have a great weekend. Thanks for joining me again.
Not a problem.
All right. And thank you for joining us, and thanks to our sponsors, too. They are Jennifer Ping Shelter Insurance, Kramer Lumber Duet Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Indiana Packers, Hearing Care Professionals, Johnny V's Main Street Grill, Ivy Tech Community College, Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Larry Glass will be back Monday at 8:30. Have a great weekend from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.